This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The zakat issue I want to cover in this session is, can you give zakat money to a masjid for their upkeep, for their functions, for their programs, to build a masjid maybe? Can you give it to an institution, right? For dawah purposes, for educational purposes? Can you give it to a school? Can you give it to a dawah organization? Can you give it to an organization which basically defends Muslim rights in non-Muslim countries, you know, for those kind of purposes? Because to be honest, when you look online, you do see that there are people who are collecting zakat to build a masjid, right? They are collecting zakat for certain other activism projects. So is that allowed or not? So just to give you a bit of a history, according to the classical scholars, right from the early stage down to this generation, right, our generation, there's pretty much an agreement across the board, all four madhabs, etc., that is not allowed. A masjid is not a recipient of zakat, right? I mean, the first thing which we explained in another session, that for zakat you need to give constructive possession to an individual, and a masjid is not an individual as an entity in that sense. It's a waqf, it's a separate entity. It can't take possession as such like that, right? But the bigger issue is this, right? The bigger issue is this, that this is pretty much the ijma and understanding. I think one of the first people, right, who said you can do, and he has got a long article on it in which he describes the classical view, the view over the generations. And then he argues right at the end, he argues slightly differently to say that it is allowed. And I think the first person to do that who I'm discussing is Sheikh Yusuf Al-Qardawi, who's quite a big scholar. I mean, he's a very knowledgeable scholar and everything. But the majority of ulama disagree with this idea of his. I mean, he's obviously said it in good faith and so on. But for several reasons, it's an issue. And one of the biggest reasons for this is that there's a hadith in Sahih Muslim which describes the nature of zakat. Right, and he basically describes it as wasikhu amwalin nas, that zakat is the dirt of the wealth of people. And that's one of the reasons why you remove it from your wealth. That's one of the reasons. Of course, there's many other benefits and many other wisdoms behind why zakat. But remember, whenever zakat is mentioned, the word itself is purification. Zakat means purification itself. And then Allah says khudh min amwalihim sadaqatan tutahhiruhum wa tuzakkihim. Right? Again, the concept of purification comes there. And in the Sahih Muslim narration, it's very clear that it's the dirt of the wealth of people. And today, you know, the biggest issue that we have is that because zakat is so easy, because everybody has to pay it and there's huge amounts of zakat that are there, they want to basically use it for everything. That means all other forms of charity, voluntary charity, other forms of assistance and contribution, then that dies out. They want to literally do everything with zakat, which is supposed to sort out the poverty, right? That is primary function of zakat. I mean, there are the amilin alayha, there is that discussion, but the primary focus of zakat is the poor, all right? That is the poor, the Muslim poor, that is what it's for. Maybe we can have a conversation once all the poor of the world has been, you know, maybe we can have that conversation. I'm not saying we will, but what I'm saying is that that is the maqsad of it, and it helps the individual to purify their wealth, to purify themselves of the sin and so on. But then it also helps others. That's why the Sayyids, the family of the Prophet ﷺ, are not allowed to accept zakat. Those kind of charity, they're not even allowed to accept. So that's why, do not give your zakat to masjids. Give other money. We need to encourage. We can't just put all the burden on zakat and divert that money, which is supposed to be for the poor, right, to the masjid, right, which is for everybody to use. So that's why let's focus on raising other funds. Alhamdulillah, the Muslim community, if they can pay so much zakat, that means zakat is only 2.5% of their entire wealth. If there's a billion pound of zakat coming out of the UK, I don't know what the figure is, then that means you can multiply that to show that that's just 1/40th. The assets then is going to be 40 times that amount, right? That's a huge amount of money, and people can give that, and there are people who do give. And the whole ummah has been basically surviving with non-zakat funds for all of these other projects, right, throughout their history. So it's an abuse of zakat to do that. It's completely wrong. It will be invalid. Zakat will not be paid, according to the vast majority of even contemporary scholars, and definitely pretty much everybody from the earlier generations. So do not give your zakat to a masjid or any other organization. It needs to go to a poor individual, right, where they accept. And that's what we have today. Jazakallahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.